in the Chumash, when Hashem created the first man, Nasi Odom Betzalmeinu Kitzayin, let us make man in our image after our likeness. I'm not discussing what that means. And then in the next verse, the act of the creation of man. Vayivro Elohim Yesor Odom Betzalmeinu Betzalim Elohim Baroah So. And Hashem created the man in his image, in the image of God created he him. Zocho unekeivo boro osom. Male and female he created them. But the old question, here it says male and female he created them. And in the second chapter it says that Hashem made Odom, and from Odom he made Chavo. So there would appear to be an inconsistency. Now we know that there is not an inconsistency, that the first chapter is a general principle, and the second chapter, the Torah goes into the details. Right? Goes into the details. General principle is Zohar Unakaifo Borosom. Male and female created them. And this is the first created man. So this is just the general principle. Nevertheless, there are a couple of difficulties. When Hashem created animals, birds, fish, the very least he created them was two. The very least. It's possible that Hashem created them even more than two. Quite possible. Man is unique. Man is unique. Now, I'll read you the Rashi on this particular passage, because Rashi just very succinctly gives us the Torah Shabbat Peah. And Rashi says, Zohar Nekevo Boro Elsof, he created them male and female. Ula Halon, and in the second chapter it says, Vayikach Achas Mitzal Elsof, and he took one of his sides. Man has got four sides, his front and back and right and left. Man has got four sides. So he took one of his four sides. According to some, he took one of his ribs. According to some, he took one of his sides. Midrash Agodo, the Midrash says, Shenivru Ushne Parsuf, Parsufim Berio Rishono. That first of all, Hashem created them two parts of one body. You understand what I'm saying? That there was male and female in the same person. Both male and female were in one person. The Achakach Hilkon. And after that Hashem divided it. Follow?
In other words, one person, both male and female.
One person was male and female. He created, and then Hashem took that person and divided the male and the female, divided the female from the male, and you have two people. You follow? But male and female, that is the way the Midrash Agori is. Then says Rashi, and this is important for a reason which I shall explain to you, Pshuto shel mikro, and Rashi says that the pshuto shel mikro, the pshat is, now you must understand it. Kan hodia choshenivru shnehem. Here it is told us that they were that two were created. Shnehem b'shishi, that on the sixth day two of them were created. Velot pireish locho ketan brioson, but it doesn't give you the details of it. And in the second chapter, the Torah explains to you how they were created. Got the idea? second chapter, you explain to you that first was a wondrous creation. So we've got two things. We've got a pshat and we've got a drash. The pshat is, first of all, Adam HaRishon was created on his own on the sixth day, and then Hashem took Adam HaRishon, and from Adam HaRishon he built Chava. He took a part of Adam HaRishon and he built Chava. That is the pshat. The midrash is as I've explained it to you. Now, a midrash should never conflict with a pshat. The midrash is always the deeper understanding of the pshat. So here we've got no difficulty. This is a deeper understanding of the pshat. That's all it is. This is a deeper understanding of the pshat.
Summarize the midrash again. Pshat is that he created both at once.
No. Pshat is he created first the first man, Adam, and afterwards from Adam he created Chava. Took a rib and he created Chava. Or he took a side and he created Chava. That is the first.
The deeper understanding is
the deeper understanding that in. So it comes out something very difficult. It comes out that every animal was created, male and female, and was able to reproduce. But man wasn't. Man was created differently. Man was created only man on his own. Isn't that so? That's the way it works out. So he says, no, he says, that's true. But that we've got to say, that man was created alone. But the pshat is that it tells us, in the first chapter, it gives us an overall picture of Zohar and Akev of Boro Evsom. He created them male and female on the first day. But he doesn't say how. In the second chapter, he tells us what happened. First he created man, and then he created Chava. Now the Midrash comes along and says what it is. Is the very first day, when the very first man that was created male and female. And then Hashem divided all on the sixth day of creation, and then Hashem divided the male from the female.
Can I make one more attempt to summarize that to see if I understood the
thing? Yes.
The shot is that there were two separate creations, first a man and then a woman. And the midrash is that they were both inherent in the first creation. In creating man,
yes,
was a part of it.
What you say is correct, but it's not the whole story. It's the truth, and it's nothing but the truth, but it's not the whole truth. Is that the way they put it in legal terms? Well, that is, you just left out part of it. The first part is that on the first day, the pshat is on the first day he created only man. And on the that's the pshat. We don't have to go in that in the first man there was male and female. That we don't have to go into. On the first day he created man. And later, also on the first day, he, out of the man, he created the woman. And when he says male and female, he's speaking about the general picture. On the sixth day, male and female were created. But how were they created on the sixth day? First of all, male was created. And then afterwards God caused man to sleep, and took out part of the man and he built the woman. That's the pshat. Got it?
I have all the ideas. I don't have it 100% clear which is in the pshat and which is in the drash, but I'm not sure.
In the pshat is that he created one man. And then he took part of this man and he built it into a woman, and that is how it is in chapter 2. In chapter 1 it says he created the male and female. Yes, on the first day they were male and female, but how did he create the male and female? That's in chapter 2. That's the pshat. You find it difficult.
Yeah, I get all the ideas. I have a hard time seeing which is in the pshat, which is in the pshat.
That is in the pshat. He created one man, and from that man he took out a part of that man and he built it into a woman, and that took place on the sixth day. So both the man and the woman were created on the sixth day, but they were created, the man first, the woman after. That's pshat.
So how does the drash differ from that?
The drash says that when Hashem created the first man, in man was man and woman. And what happened afterwards, after he created the man, then he separated the woman from the man, and she was a separate creature, not part of him.
Those are two defined forms in the initial creation.
That's right.
It's a man and a woman, and then they were simply separated. According to the pshat, it was a man, and then from the man, the woman was created.
In the pshat, it's only a man. And then he took out a part of the man only, and turned that part into a woman.
Okay, so I'm automatically reading in a step to that.
Right.
If he made a woman out of the man,
right,
then she was inherent in the man.
That doesn't say so in the pshat.
Hashem could do that. Hashem could take that. Just a regular nature form from
the
pshat.
Automatically.
You could, no.
I can imagine it otherwise, but I guess it doesn't have to be.
That is the pshat. The drash says when he created the first man, there was already man and woman, two in one. And he divided the one from the other. That is the...
I got the subtle distinction.
We're very sorry, I thought that we would have a minion and we'd be able to daven by now. But since we haven't got a minion, we'll do the next best thing and daven. Were you here for this Gemara? Achas Pesulava Achas Almona Achas Pesulava Achas Almona to Unabrocha. Were you here for that Gemara? Omar Abuna. Omar Abi Chelba, Omar Abuna, Omar Abi Abba Bazavda. Were you here for this Gemara?
Yeah, the first time I learned,
yes. Yes, now, you see, when you come down to the bottom of that page, it says, just let me try and summarize it very briefly for you. Achas besulava achas almona besulava achas almona to una brocha. What does that mean? Both a besula, Dr. Fleisch, were you here for this?
For this, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Both a besula and both, did you do the run with me?
Yes.
Both a besula and Almona need a brocha. That is, they need, it's speaking about sheva brochas. And they need sheva brochas for 7 days. That's the way you would actually, they would take it. Just as they need a brocha, it doesn't say for how long they need it. Have you got the idea? Yeah. Then we've got Rav Huna says, Almona eina tu'una brocha. That an Almona doesn't need a brocha. So, we've got Rav Huna siding with those who say she does need a brocha, and then we've got Rav Huna says that she doesn't need a brocha. So how do we explain that? So the Gemara wants to first of all explain it, that here it's speaking where a bocher marries an almono, she needs a brocha. But where an almon marries an almona, she doesn't need a brocha. So the Gemara says, hey, is that so? If an almon marries an almona, she doesn't need a brocha. We got a brisa that says, from where do we know that the suin marriage needs a minyan? We know from Boaz, because he said he took 6 to 10 elders when he married Ruth. and he said, Caesar's be seated here. So we see that we need a man. What was Boaz who married Ruth? What was that? It's an almona, because we know that he had 60 children already when he married Ruth. He had 30 sons and 30 daughters. So it means that it means an almon married an almona. So we see that it is necessary to have brachas. Ours is Ravuna. He's still got to get out of the difficulty. He says, oh yes, you are quite right. If an almon marries an almona, you need sheva brachas, but you need it for only one day. Whereas if a bocher marries an almona, you need it for 7 days. Right? Then the Gemara asks the question from Shoktu, Chachov Ma'atukonis B'nais Yisrael, Shihei Sumeachi Mo Gimel Yomim. And really it's speaking about an almona. We know that it's speaking about an almona because from the Gemara on the previous couple of pages back. So there we see that it's 3 days. Says the Gemara, yes, and this is the important point. Says the Gemara, how can it be? If it is a bocher who married an almona, you say needs 7. And if it is an almoni married an almoni, you say he needs only 1 day. You say, how can this be? Answers the Gemara, Ibois Eimer, you've got to look at the Ibois Eimer. Answers the Gemara, Ibois Eimer, ba almon yom echod lebrocho ushloshe lesimcho. It's speaking about an almon who marries an almona. And you need 1 day for brocho and 3 days for simcha. What would be the position if it would be a bocher who married an almona? We wouldn't know. We wouldn't know from this answer. We wouldn't know. We know that if an almon marries an almona, it's 1 day brocher and 3 days simcha. But we wouldn't know from this answer. We wouldn't know. And a bocher who marries an almona, we could say. We could say it's 7 days simcha and 3 days, it's 7 days brocha and 3 days simcha. We could say it's 1 day and 3 days or 7 days simcha. We don't know. All we know is that this brisa is speaking about an almon that marries an almona. The boys, if you want to see this, you can say, Bebochur, it's speaking about a bochur who marries an almona. And shivul a brochur shloshe lo simcho. And 7 days is for brocha, but the beraisa, which it says 3 days, is speaking only from simcho. That's all it is. And what does simcho mean? Simcho means that he's got to rejoice with her, he can't go to work. He's got to spend those 3 days with her. So if she's now, Moni's got to spend 3 days with her. You follow? Now, let us do the run. But what I'm going to do with you, I'm going to pounce on you, and you just have to say a half a line here, a quarter of a line here. Each one will have to say something. It's not on the first page. Who said it was on the first page? Achas Besumra Achas to yes. Achas Besumra Achas to Matuguna Brochas. Right. Right, yes. Merton, start. Just give it all to me.
That's it, that's it.
Achas Besulava Achas Almona to Unabroch. Can you see under my thumb there? Achas Besulia. Achas Besulava Achas. This is Achas.
Achas, right.
Yes, that's it.
Achas Besula Be Achas.
Almono
Almona
Teuno
Teuna
Brocha both a Besulo and an Amona. Achas, achas, whether a Besulo, whether an Amona, to una brocha, she requires a brocha. Says the Ran, next four words.
Brocha.
Birchas.
Oh, birchas.
Chasonim.
Chasonim. Kol.
Shivo.
Shivo.
She requires birchas chasonim, and the Shiva brochas are known as birchas chasonim, and she needs it for all 7 days. Carry on from there, Charles.
He boys ema bebachar. He boys
Amo.
Ema.
The Almon.
The Almon.
So you can say, that what does that mean? What is the. You haven't got it.
It's like I
don't. Well, come here. Mm-hmm. What does the boys Amo, the Bochel, the boys Amo, the Almon mean?
Whether it is.
If you want to, you can, this is the answer of the question of the Baraisa. The Baraisa says that Chachomim will watch for over the Tekonis B'nai Yisrael, that he should be with her 3 days. So the Gemara asks, if it's a Bochel, what does it say? 3 days, it should say 7 days. If it's an Almon, it should say, it's 1 day. How does 3 days come here? Answers the Gemara, you can say either it's speaking about a Bochel, or you can say it's speaking about an Almon. That's what the Gemara says. So far the Ran hasn't said anything. That is the Gemara. Go a bit further, Charles.
Ika man de amar de honey?
No, look at
the honey.
You don't say chari chum.
The honey.
The honey.
The honey.
Trey.
Trey vishne.
Lo
pridi.
Ahadori.
Hadori.
Ahadori.
Ahadori.
Yes, what does that mean? Ika man de amar. There is a view, there is one who says, you follow? Eco there is, man, same as in English, man. Eco man, there is one, the Omar, who says, the honey trei lishni, that these two languages, these two answers, that you can learn it with Bochel or you can learn it with an Almon.
That there's no question between them?
That the one who said that these two languages, lo pligi ahadori, do not differ from one another. Do you follow? It just is you can learn the Braisa either way. But they don't differ in the deen. Hilkoch, therefore.
Hilkoch. Lika.
Hilkoch, therefore.
Hilkoch, therefore.
Leko, eko is there is, and leko there is not. Leko, the
Omana.
The Yesero.
The Yesera.
Lesimcha.
Megimmer. Of three.
Yes. So there cannot be an Almona who gets more simcha than three, even if she buries a Bochel, but she can't. Simcha, there's only 3 days of simcha. That means he's got to spend 3 days with her. If he gets married to her on Sunday, he spends Sunday with her, Monday with her, and Tuesday with her. Wednesday he can already go to work. But Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday is not permitted to go to work. Right?
The Afalpi Shenisit Tabakar.
The Afalpi Shenisit Labochel. And although she was married to a Bochel. Yes?
The.
Ustamo de Braiso.
Ustamo de Braiso.
I'm sorry. The Afalpi Shenisit Labochel. And even if she marries a Bochel, even if an Almona marries a Brochel, her simcha isn't less than 3 days. So now we've got a situation such as this. That's enough for you, Charles.
Is it more than 3 days?
If a Bochel marries an Almono, I'm sorry,
more than 3 days.
No. If she's a Besula, she gets 7 days.
Right.
Simcha.
Right.
Fine. But now, what's your question?
No, I was just, Did you mean there's no Almona who gets more than 3 days?
There's no Almona. I'm sorry.
Almona. Right.
And Almona can get more than 3 days simcha. Five, that's right.
You just said less.
I'm sorry. Alamo leko al mona di yaseirim gimel simcha. So we see that the alamo leko al mono yesesa di yaseirim gimel simcha. So we see that there is no almono that gets more than 3 days of simcha.
Did you not skip a line? What would that feel with skip a line?
No. We're coming right in. We just backspaced. We just finished the off-faulty following that.
You're quite right. E commander Omer the Honey Trailishne Lo Pligia Dodi. That these two languages don't argue, Yukach, therefore, Leko Almona di Yaseira Le Simcha Be Gimel. So there can't be an Almona that has got more for Simcha than Gimel. Even if she marries a Bochur, she'll only get 3 for Simcha. The Afal Pi She Nisei Is Le Bochur, and or say that Charles, the Afal Pi.
The Afal Pi She Nisei
Le Bochur. And even if she married, can say it.
Even if she married a bochur,
that is the almono married a bochur.
She cannot get more than 3 days.
Fine. Still there. Please carry on from there, Dr. Fleisch.
The simcha?
No. Ustamo di braiso, and the next word, hochi mashma. That ustamo di braiso means.
Excuse me. I think we carried one word further, Rabbi. Dikatani.
No. Ustamo di braisa and the stam of the braisa. The stam is a word that you just have to get accustomed to. It means nothing and it means everything. It's just one of those words. The Chofetz Chaim says, in this week's set it says, Ba'apom horgu ish. They killed a man with their anger. That is, when Yaakov is blessing his sons, he gives them the proper blessing. And the proper blessing is, he says the good things about them, and he says the weaknesses about them. Both things, he says, so that they should not only be aware of their weaknesses, but if a man has got a weakness, he can turn that weakness into a strength. And if he turns the weakness into the strength, it's sometimes more than being born with the strength. Because he's disciplined, he's trained himself, so he tells them everything. So what is the weakness and their strength of Shimon and Levi is, but apom that together they are such a force together, but apom hold with their anger, they killed a man.
Excuse me for my ignorance.
Yes.
I know they destroyed the whole city with
Shekhan. Now, the word af, what it means, what does af mean?
Nose or anger.
Nose also. The Chofetz Chaim says, but afom horgu ish, with their nose they killed a man. He said, you can kill a man with a nose. Without saying a word. You can kill a man with your nose. Officer, what do you think of John? What do you think of him? I've got a wonderful job for it. What do you think of him? Don't say anything. Don't say a word. He said, Chubisco, we've killed him. With your nose you can kill a man. Don't need anything more than that.
Nose also appears in Bereshis where it's talking about the Nahash starting to mislead Chava.
Ha'af. There it says, it's not a nose. Ha'af, it's used the word af. It's not a nose. It says, Vahipach the apog Mishmas Chaim, and Hashem breathed into his nose. Into the nose of man.
Someplace else. There's another place. I don't want to distract us from the subject, but there's another place where the word
up
appears, and it's a connection with first word.
There is. They make it a connection. But the pshat is ha'af. Is it really so? That is the pshat. Ha'af, where the serpent says, yeah, which was good when we used yes. Oh, I hear my noch Yerushalem Mustu Musun. Yeah, he starts off and he says, Afki Omar Elohim. Afki Omar. Is it really so that Hashem said, Lesach Lumikos?
Rabbi, if I may take a brief moment for diversion. In the medical field, those people who are studying airborne hormones have found that there is an area of the brain which is special in that it connects with the nose. And that area has the ability, too, that when a person detects a scent, they can react emotionally to that scent prior to the time they would actually react intellectually.
Do you know that? That's right.
As distinct from the eyes.
Yeah, stam, ustamo means, and normally speaking it is like that. Normally speaking, the pshat of it, ustamo di braisa hocha mashma, and the stam of the braisa, that's the normalcy of the braisa, hochi mashma, gives us to understand self. Mashma makes us understand self. Go on, Diktoni.
Diktoni.
Because it says, the Braisa says,
Shokdu, Chachomim, Al,
Tekona,
Benot, Israel.
The Chachomim were watchful over the Tekonas of Benot Israel. The Lomaflik, that is the quote. It says the quote in the Braise is Shok to Chachon Artikon is Benos Yisroel. It speaks about the Benos Yisroel. Velo Maflig. Bain. Nises.
Le'almon.
Le'nises.
Le'bochor.
And the Braise makes no distinction whether she is married to an almon or to an almona. She says she gets 3 days. Have you got that, Dr. Fly?
Yes.
Carry on, please, Harry. Almo.
Oh,
let's
see. Almo, leko.
Almo, so we see.
So we see.
Leko, what does that word leko mean?
There does not exist.
There is not. Almo, so we see. Leko, there is not.
Leko, almona.
The Yisera,
the Gimel,
the Simcha. So we see that there isn't an Amono who is more than 3 days for Simcha. So there can be no question there, he says, that whether an Amono marries a Bochor or marries an Almon, she gets 3 days Simcha. Even if she marries a bocher, she doesn't get more than 3 days simcha. Now, the next is an abbreviation. It means v'chi temo. And if you will say, the next is also an abbreviation. Vaishna. What's the difference? V'chi temo, and if you should say Maishna, what is the difference? Go on, Dibabokur,
Shenosa, Almona.
In a case of a Bokur who marries an Almona, Nefishi, say it.
Nefishi.
Yemei,
Baracha.
And the next two words?
Yemei, Simcha.
Where a Bokur marries an Almona? The days of Brocha are more than the days of Simcha. How many are the days of Brocha? 7 of them. 7 and the days of Simcha, 3. Uva Almon.
Almon, Shenosa, Almona, Nefishi.
And where an Almon marries an Almona, Nefishi.
Yemei Simcha, Yemei Brocha.
Yemei Brocha.
The days of Simcha are greater than the days of Brocha.
3 days in the case of a Bochur who marries an Almona, 7 days Brocha and 3 days Simcha, and in the case of an Almon who marries an Almona, 1 day Brocha and 3 days Simcha. So why should there be this distinction, he asks. Philip, would you carry on from there?
We may bracha.
No, yesh lomar.
Yesh lomar.
Answers the run, yesh lomar. Yesh lomar answers the run.
Shakol lefi inyano, that everything is according to
its own. It's according to its subject. It's according to each subject. It means whether it's brocha or simcha. It's according to what it is. Mishum.
Mishum de brocha de ha.
Bo'o.
Bo'o.
Bo'o. Are you Sephardic or Ashkenazi?
I'm not Sephardic.
Bishum di bracha ba'a
al simcha libo shachatan,
because the brocho comes on account of simchas leve choso. That is what have you got the idea? The idea of brocho is, of sheva brochos is, that was because of simchas leiv chosod, the joy of the heart of the chosod.
Yes.
Yilkoch.
Yilkoch. Therefore, bachur shelo naseh.
Shelo naseh adayin.
A bachur who is not yet married. The eight lay simcha.
And the next word.
Tapi.
Tefei. The eight lay simcha tefei.
That he has more.
That he has much simcha. He's never been married, so he's got a lot of simcha, mevarchim.
He blesses.
No, mevarchim. Say it together.
Mevarchim.
And the next two words.
Le'olam Zion.
Zion. We bench always 7 days. You follow? We bench always 7 days. Afilu.
Afilu nas.
Almana.
Even if he marries a.
And almana. Even if he marries an almana, we still make it 7 days. Because the sheva brochas is because of the chosen. And a chosen who's never been married before, it's a big thing to him. And he's got a lot of simcha. So it's 7 days, yes. Avol.
About simcha de hainu.
About simcha, but where we get the question of simcha? That is for sheva brochas, for brocha. About simcha, but simcha de hainu.
De hainu bitul melacha.
Bitul melacha. Simcha, what does simcha mean?
Means that he cancels work. He doesn't.
That's
work.
Right. That's right. De hu.
De hu mishum takanat.
De kanta.
De kanta dide.
Dida.
Dida. That it's on account of a protection for her.
For her. It's at the corner for her. The simcha is because of her. Kevan.
Kevan, the almana, he ena
sriyata. Kevan, the almana, since she is an almana, ena.
She does not need.
Ena tsricha.
Pitui.
Pitui.
Some kind of appeasement.
Yes, appeasement. We use the word adjustment. She doesn't need so much adjust. She ainat sicha pitui, and the next two words would be
kolkach.
Very good. She doesn't need so much adjustment, and now just finish it off.
Ube gimul yimei simcha
sagilo.
Sagilo.
And 3 days of simcha is sufficient for her. Avol almon.
Avol almon, but for a widow, she not.
A widower.
Widower.
Shenasa almana,
who was married to a widow, kivan shekvar nasa, since he's already been married, viachshav eno nose bitula, and that he's now not marrying to a virgin, ela almana.
Then for a virgin, bitula, they may know what it is. Eno almana,
but rather to a widow.
Yes.
Eno. Sameach kolka, he is not altogether that aesthetic.
Yes, Hilkach.
Hilkach, b'yom echad sagi.
B'yom echad sagi. Therefore, with 1 day for brocha, it's enough. He's marrying. It's an almon who's marrying an almono. So one day brochi is enough. Va'af down. Va'afilu rochi.
Va'afilu rochi.
And nevertheless.
Nevertheless.
Ba'inan. Yes, ba'inan. We need. Ba'inan we need. Le'simcha we need 3 days for simcha. Dimei.
Dimei simcha, days of simcha.
Because the days of simcha.
Because the days of simcha, the takanta.
And the next, the animex word, nisaknu. Were instituted as a kokona for her. They were instituted as a kokona for her. Therefore, she gets the 3 days simcha. Kid Omar,
as it was said, Shach to Hachomi al Takanat Banot Yisrael.
Yes.
The sages were concerned for protection on the daughters of Israel.
Yes. The Iafilu.
The Iafilu, even if so.
The Iafilu, and even if, Keshemisei
the Bahur, even where she marries a Bahur,
Amru,
the 8 la gimo yimei simcha, that yes. There is for her, that she has 3 days of simcha.
La'almon.
If she's marrying a widow who has been married before and where she may be concerned that he still has his mind on his first wife, all the more so that she needs the 3 days of his undivided.
Yes. Behind, carry on from there, Philip. Have you got the place?
Yeah.
Behind the time of. Have you got it?
Oh, we finished the last 4 words. Yeah. Did we finish the 4 words in there?
Yes.
Oh,
He needs 3 for simcha. Behind the time, got it?
Yeah, I don't know what
the word means.
The Heimut,
and this is the reason. The Heimut Taimo, and this is the reason. The Mavorachim. La Besulo. Shinistes. Zion. Now we get, as if an Almon Philip, an Almon is. And if an Almon marries a Besulo, there are also 7 days. What? Kidar years?
There are also 7 days of Bracha.
And there are 7 days of Bracha. 7 days of Bracha, yes? Kidar Amrinan? The Soluch. As we say nearby, that's on the next page of the Gemara, the Leko,
the
Betziro, Mizai. There cannot be a Besulo that gets less than 7 days, Librocha for Brocha,
Mishum the Alman,
Nami. Say Mishum the Alman Nami. Nami means also. Because a widower also, when he marries a Besula, when a widower marries a Besula, do Sobeach. And the next one is Tvay. He rejoices more.
even if an Almon has been married before. But he marries a girl who's never been married before, he rejoices more. And since the Sheva Brochas is dependent on his rejoicing, therefore he gets 7 days. Carry on from there, Martin, the Chaim.
The Chaim Da'at?
Yes. Or Rambam Zal.
Or Rambam Zal.
And that is the opinion of the Rambam, Zichrona Livrocha, blessed memory. You follow? But Tayrek Yud, in the 10th chapter, that those words are the Tayrek Yud. The Tayrek Yud in the 10th chapter, go on, Martin. Mehilchos Issues.
Mehilchos Issues.
About the laws of women. In his 10th chapter, The Laws of Women, the Rambam discusses it. Dahani?
Dahani?
Lishni? Lo pligi. That the two languages in the Gemara don't argue with one another. But now comes the important part, Martin. Read it. Ubi basulo?
Ubi basulo, she nisais the Alman.
Yeah.
And a
widower
who
yes. Married.
Is an, a widower.
Yes.
Law.
Ashkochon.
Lo Ashkochon Yemai Simcha. Does not.
Kamo. We don't find it written if an Almon marries a Basulo. We don't find it written how many days of Simcha she should get. Aval Horan. Migash. That the Ran Migash, that was his name, Zal, Kosav, he wrote the Mirim,
Hadavorim.
It's correct to say that the words are right, the Zion,
the Simcha,
Islo, that she has 7 days for Simcha. So if a widower marries a basula, she has 7 days for Simcha. The Simcha. The E Babochur Omru. Yes.
Kidesan Yole El.
Briso, as we said in the Briso before, the Noeg,
Zayin Yemei
Hamishte,
that
he gets, that there are 7 days of rejoicing of his. Korshkein,
the Alman,
Shetzorich,
Lesameach,
Ota Yotel. All the more a abona that she's got, he's got to give her more simcha. So the long and short of it is, if a bochur marries a basulo, 7 days of brochus, 7 days of simcha. If an almon marries an almono, 1 day of brocha, 3 days of simcha. If a bocher marries an almono, 7 days of brocha because of him, and 3 days of simcha because of her. That's the long and short of it. And the criterion is that the Sheva Brochas are for him, and the Besameach is for her. The absence from work, that he must stand away from work, that the corona was made for her.
That's the only definition then of simcha?
That's the definition of simcha. It was made for her that she...
That's what the meaning of simcha is.
Simcha is absence of work.
Okay.
But an Alman who marries a Betulah, that seems to see he gets 7 days.
He gets 7 and 7, yes. Because I, but, so why should the Almon who marries a Basulo get 7 days brocha? He's already been married before, so what does the Ran say?
For her.
No. Because he's particularly happy, he's marrying a Basuli, he's particularly happy, so he's Simchas ladies more, so he gets 7 days also. So there you've got the whole thing. I just want to tell you with the Tosfos asks the question that we say, from where do we know? In this piece of Gemara, we've got it again afterwards. From where do we know that we need a minyan by Sheva Brochas? Because it says that Boaz took 10. The question is asked there that she was a Jewess. She became Jewish. When did she become Jewish?
After her husband died.
After her husband died. If she became
after her husband died,
yes. If she
she's not an Almona,
then she's not an Almona. That's the question that Tosfos asks.
Why would she not be an Almona? She was Jewish while she was married.
No, she wasn't Jewish while she was married.
She wasn't Jewish.
She was after the marriage.
She was a widow, but she's not an Almona. There's a big difference between a virgin and a basula. There's a difference between a widow and an almona.
There's a difference
between an almon and a widow. It's not the same thing.
Is there not a very...
There's a difference between a bris and a circumcision.
I know.
It's not the same thing, yes.
Is there not a substantial viewpoint that she was a dearest before she got married. And I had read that very clearly, got backed it up. It's in the article.
Well, if it's an article series, then they've got a source for it. Then they've got a source for it. It says the whole Boaz Almon Chenos Almono. On the neck of Zion. Just look that piece of Gemara, that, and then we've got to go further in the Gemara.
So in other words, a grusha would be considered just an
almona. Same thing. That's the source of it.
And how about a man who was megarish? Would he be considered
yes.
an almona?
Oh yes.
So in terms of alamon,
yes. Yes. But this is the source for it. This Tosfos is the source for it. The following, please, you haven't had to say it, have you? Just now. Just say the Tosfos, please, for Hope.
Boaz Almon, Shunas Almona, Haba. Boaz was a Almon, or whatever, who married an Almona.
Yes.
Where are we coming at?
the Hope.
Thank you.
Boaz.
Yes.
Lavdavka almana, not necessarily an almana.
It doesn't mean that she was an almana, but
because when she was married to Machlon. I don't read the Chili on the way.
It's cursive, isn't it?
Right.
Then don't read it.
How would you understand that she was married to both?
It's not clear from the text whether she was married to Machlon or to
Chilion.
It's not clear if there was a father. It's not clear whether she was whether Naomi was married to Martin.
Uh-huh.
That's not clear.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Because she says the Machlon. The Machlon. Oisa Nachris. That she was a Nachris. Because she was a Be'ula.
Since she was a Be'ula. A Be'ula, remember the term, because it's going to come up in Dafes again. But since she was a Be'ula is that means that she was not a Basula any longer. Everybody? Philip, are you with us?
Wait, part of this is wrapped up.
Bechilion. Because in the
you have no parentheses on
there? No.
Really?
No.
Okay, then.
Oh, he's got no brackets.
Yeah, over there. I should have put in a bracket.
Go on. No bracket?
No.
Go. Good.
Also, children,
swimming, you must put brackets.
Yeah.
Swirl around what's around. This must be the Southern Hungarian edition here.
And there's another.
It says here. Yeah. The shame of Ish Elimelech, Naomi was married to Elimelech, the shame Ishto Naomi, the shame Shneimel Machlan the Chilion. Now we don't know whether Ruth was married to Machlan or whether he was married to Chilion. That is why it is. That's all it is.
Yes.
But since she was already a Ba'ula, Kalmona Khoshavla, she is.
Almona?
She's considered
the same as Almana. So the criterion is whether she's a Be'ula.
Yeah.
That she's no longer whether she's a Almana, because she's a Grusho, because she's Stama Be'ula, it makes no difference.
So then, an Almana who is still a Be'ula, what category would she be in?
That's later in the Gemara. And an unmarried woman who is a Be'ula, those things also exist. Well,
no.
Then it's a different. You've got to go into the matter. There's a Mishnah Lamelech about it. Those things one goes into it. Yes. All right.
Can we just maybe solve repeat the
Boaz was an Almon who married an Almana. Lav Dafka Almana, not exactly an Almana. She wasn't exactly an Almana. Kishoni says Le Machlon, because when she was married to Machlon, Haisa Nachris, she was a Nachris or a Gentile. Even the Be'ula he, because she was a Be'ula.
But since she was a Be'ula when she married Boaz,
she was considered to be the same as an Almana.
Yes.
What is Be'ula?
Be'ula is not a Be'ula.
Without questions of legal marriage coming in.
And Almona is a Be'ula, Grusha is a Be'ula. It just happens that she's also a Be'ula. That can happen.
Is a Geras considered a Be'ula under, for all practical purposes, under for whatever reason, just for the fact alone of being a Geras?
There's a question about the Kohen.
But
a Kohen can marry a Be'ula under certain circumstances. But he can't marry a Geras. Yes. Right. Now, if you will assist me, then I want to move on from this Brisa, this new Gemara, and cover a certain amount of ground. I wouldn't like to go over the Gemara that we did last week. Is that all right?
Yes. I had one question that you asked me to repeat this week.
Yes.
If we're talking about the same part, which is we're talking about the Bepas
Erusin. Yes.
And I was asking after it was over why we can have things in this order where we don't say what the Baraka is and then say when we use it.
I did not quite clear.
Okay, well, if the Baraka Erusin, first we discuss whether, you know, what Baraka you have at Erusin, and then after that's done, we discuss the form of the Baraka. And it seemed a little strange that we're discussing something without knowing what it is, and then...
Oh, I see what you mean. We discuss Birkas Erusin, then afterwards we do it. Now, just to explain that to you, yes, I remember, I'm sorry. I remember very clearly you asked me about that. Just let me explain to you something. Um, Are you acquainted with the book of Yeshayahu at all?
Acquainted.
Acquainted. The book of Yeshayahu starts off, Divrei Yeshayahu ben Amoz Asher Chozo al Yerushalayim. These are the words of Yeshayahu which he saw concerning Jerusalem in the May of Uziyahu, Chizkiyahu, the names of these kings. And then it starts. Hoi goi chote, O sinful nation, Am keved obel, a people laden with iniquity. And it goes on. Very nice. Finish the first chapter, another chapter. Very nice. Third chapter. Sixth chapter, altogether a different story. Sixth chapter is, when we've already had five, six, seven, eight speeches, then what's the matter?
Is this in which book?
Yeshayahu. Azar. Is it easy?
Yeshayahu, I think it's
because Yeshayahu. Yeah. What is Yeshayahu? It's his call to prophecy. Where Hashem calls him and he's there and he says, how can I be a prophet? I've got unclean lips and they cleanse his lips. So that should really be the first chapter. Isn't that so?
By the same reason.
But exactly by the same reasoning, that should be the first chapter. We've got very often in the Gemara, will go through the 10 pages, and then it will start, then it will come, and from where do we know it? Then it will take the Pasuk in the Torah, and this is the Pasuk in the Torah from where we know it. Well, this is a Torah way of dealing with it. And we are accustomed to a Western way of dealing with things. Western way of dealing with things is you start with A, B, C, and then you start with monosyllabic words, and then you start syllables, and then you start two syllables, and that is the way you learn to read. You follow? Mathematics, one and one are two, that's the way you learn to read. As swimming, you want to start swimming, you go to a swimming teacher, and the first thing the swimming teacher does is he makes you put your head into a basin of water. Then he makes you put your feet into a basin of water.
I thought you just told me.
Then he makes your feet, he puts your feet into a swimming bath and lets them dangle there. The Torah way is you take him and you throw him into the deep end. Then he starts making a swim. Then afterwards you kill him out, puts his hair. He's in the water. First of all, get him to swim. Know what it's about. Throw him in the deep end. That's the way we deal with that. That's the Torah way of dealing with it. You get thrown in at the deep end, always. And they're fine. Have you got it? That's the answer to the question. Right. Right. Well, Tonu Rabbonon. The Rabbonon learned, Mevorachim Birkas Kasani Beveis Kasani.
I'm going over that again.
I'm just going over that quickly because this part was the part that we didn't do. Mevorchi Tonu Rabbonon, says the Gemara, Ton Rabbonon learned. Mr. Phillips,
you've got the one.
The Rabbonon learned, Bevorchim Birkat Chasanim Beveit Chasanim. One makes the Sheva Brochas, that is the Brocha for the Chuppah, the Brochas for the Nisuin, at the time of Nisuin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, after they saw Erusin, also at the time of Erusin, Mevorachin also, one makes the Birkas Chasanim, the Sheva Brochas. That is Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Abaye said Abaya, and this is the, I'm learning it according to the way that Rashi learns it. Omer Abaya said Abaya, Ubi Yehudo Shonu. This that the Baraisa says, Rabbi Yehudo says, that at the time of Eirusin, one says Sheva Brochas also, that is in the province of Yehudo they learned that part of the Baraisa. Mipnei Shemishyate Bimo. Because in Yehudo, the Choson and the Kalo used to be alone even after the at the Eirusin and after the Eirusin, they used to meet alone. So if they would meet alone, there was a possibility. Once they meet alone, you can never tell what can happen. There's a possibility that they will live together. If they will live together, there's got to be a bracha first, because this is a very serious matter, living and together, there's no bracha. So first of all, so they made the bracha, in case they would live together, then it means that they haven't lived together without a bracha. But there is no machlokes in that beraisa, that the chachomim say, birche, at the time of the chuppah, one makes the sheva brachas. They say, and Rabbi Yehuda says, even at the time of Eirusin, they said, we agree with Rabbi Yehuda, because he says in Yehudo, but we don't allow the choson and kala to be alone, and since we don't allow the choson and the kala to be alone, we make the sheva brachas only at the time of the chuppah, and not at the time of the Eirusin. Very clear. Now says the Gemara, Tanyo Ilech, we learned in another Baraisa, Mavorchim Birkas Chasanim Bebeis Chasanim, we make the brocha, the Sheva brochas at the time of the Chuppah, Uvirchas Eirusin Bebeiso Eirusin, and we make the brocha for the Eirusin at the time of Eirusin. Birkas or Eirusin Maim Mavorech, asks the Gemara, what is the brocha for Birkas Eirusin? Robin barav ado verabo barav ado tervayu mishmei de Rav Yehuda Amri. These two brothers, Robin and Rav Ado, both of them say in the name of Rav Yehuda, Boruch ato Hashem Elokeinu melech ve'olam, asher kirishonu v'mitzveso v'tzivonu al ho'aroyos, ve'osa lonu esu arusos, that is the brocha that we made. Do you want me to translate it for you? No reply. You don't want me to translate it for you?
Yes.
Yes, what? Yes,
please translate.
Baruch atu Hashem, blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who hath sanctified us with his commandments, and he has commanded us al ho aroyos, concerning forbidden marriages, and he has forbidden to us those who are betrothed to us, and he has permitted to us those who are married to us through chuppah and kedushin. That is the whole thing. Rav Acho b'rei de Rove Mesaimo Mishmei de Rav Yehudo. Rav Acho, the son of Rove, would put an ending to it in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. He would end it, Baruch Atu Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael al Yedei Chupo V'Kidushin. Blessed art thou, O Lord, who sanctifies Israel through Chupa and Kedushin. So, we've got some put an ending to it and some did not put an ending to it. Says the Gemara, Man de lo chosim, miri de havia birkas peiros va birkas mitzvahs. The one that does not put an ending to it, the same as one doesn't put an ending to Bode Pri or Eitz, and one doesn't put an ending to Rehisa Teif Batzitzit, or Dloniach mit Tefillin. Man de chosim, and the one that says you do put an ending to it, midi dihavya kiddusho, the same as we've got for kiddush. Alright? For kiddush we say, Baruch atu Hashem leken melech olam, asher kiddushon ve'mitzvaso ve'rotzavonu ve'shavas kodesho bi'avo v'rotzen chilonu זיכרון למעשה בראשית כי הוא יום תחילו למיקרו הקודש ליחד לציאס מצרויים and then ברוך עתו השם מקדש השבוס. So then we've got a bracha that's with an ending. So for the Birchas Eirusin we've got a beginning of Baruch Atu Hashem and we've got an ending of Baruch Atu Hashem, and that is what it tells us. Right? Now we've got to go to the Rashi, and from the Rashi we'll be able to broaden out a little bit more than it tells us here. Yes, Harry?
Chosi means add on.
And Chosi means conclude.
Conclude.
The Chasimo means the seal at the end.
Oh,
you put a seal to it. That's an ending to it.
Okay.
Got it?
Baba, can you say once more from the Mon, from the first Mon?
The Gospel. Man, the one. The man, you see, man. The one. The Lo Chosim, who says you don't give an ending to it. Midi Dihavi, it's something that we find Abirkas Peres, with regard to the blessing over fruit. If I have an orange, I say Baruch Atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Borei Pri Ha'etz. No ending. The Abirkas Mitzvahs. If I put on my talis, I shake the Shlomo Mitzvahsov et Tzivonu Lehisatei Vatzitzis. When I make a bracha to wash my hands, I shake the Shlomo Mitzvahsov et Tzivonu Al Netila Shedoy. There is no ending of Baruch Atu Hashem again. So he says the same here, we don't put an ending to it.
So is
Uman the Chosim, and the one who does put an ending on it, he says Midi Dihavya Kiddusha, the same as we find in Kiddush. There is an ending, so yeah, there is also an ending. What it means, well, that we see in the Rashi. I don't know anything more than I've told you. Right? Yes.
I'm just wondering, is the essence of their discussion then, what is the essence?
Well, we'll see. Let's do the Rashi first. Once we've done the Rashi, then we've got something that we can discuss already. If we don't do the Rashi, we don't know sufficient to discuss it. So let us just do the Rashi. Now, if you will look at the Rashi, there are a couple of very interesting things in the Rashi. It starts pretty high up. The Veis Chasanim. The Veis Chasanim. It should just be somewhere up there. The Veis Chasanim. Got it?
The
Veis Chasanim. Now from the Veis Chasanim, if you just look and follow the Rashi carefully, because Rashi tells us quite a lot there. The Veis Chasanim Keshe Nichnas Lechupas Nesuim, when she enters the chupa for Nesuim. So what Rashi says, the Veis Chasanim doesn't mean in the house of the Chosim. You follow? Doesn't mean in the house of the Chosim. It means at the time of the Nesuim. And the Veis Erusin also, after Veis Erusin, the Rabbi Yehuda says, after Veis Erusin, when at the time that he makes Kiddushin, we make all the brochas of the Chasanim Kiddum HaForish as it explains. Now please don't lose the place. Don't lose the place there. And I'll just tell you what why Rashi is so particular. Because there's another school of Rishonim that learns it. The Veis Chasanim means that the chuppah takes place in the Chosin's house. And the Veis Erusin, that the Kiddushin and the Erusin takes place in the Kalis house. On the surface, it's not difficult to understand. On the surface. Because he takes his, when they do Kiddushin, and he says, Are Atma Kudeshus Libatabas Zukadas Mashev Yisrael. Where would be the correct thing to have it done?
In the Chosin's house.
No.
No, I would say, exactly, I'd say the opposite, because when he finally reaches the point of nisuin, it should be in his own
body. But not because of that. He wants to betroth the girl. So what does he say? Come here, fetch my eyes. He wants to betroth the girl, you go to her. Where is she? If she's a respectable girl, where is she?
Her
parents' home. So he goes to his parents' home, he goes to her parents' home, and that is where he is, and he does the kiddushin there. When he is finished doing the kiddushin, what does he do to her?
Takes her home?
No! It's not today, it's not, he hasn't had the chuppah yet.
Oh.
He leaves her there. He leaves her with her parents. Now he goes and he prepares his home. You follow? Now that's how some Rishonim learn it. Some Rishonim learn it like that. So then that is Bevesu Erusin. Then the equivalent of Beves Chasanim would be, and now when he's ready to marry her, he brings her into his home, and there he makes the Sheva Brochas. That would be the equivalent of it, you see. Rashi doesn't like that. That's not what it means, says Rashi. That he brings her into his own home, and there he makes the Sheva Brochas. Not nice. We don't do it that way. We don't do it that way. First he makes the Sheva Brochas, then he brings her into his house. And that's why we would not make the chuppah in the house of the chosel. You follow? It's not a derech eretz. It's not the way to do it. You'll see soon that there will become similar difficulties will arise in a moment. Right.
When they make those sheva brachos in the bride's house, so to speak, but not in the groom's house,
yes.
Then do they have yichud?
Oh, yes. The yichud is immediately after the chuppah. So wherever we have the chuppah, either we have the chuppah in the Kala's house, that Rashi would be all right, or we have the chuppah outside the shul, or we have the chuppah inside the shul, wherever it is, wherever, and immediately afterwards there's yichud. Yichud is part of the chuppah.
Well,
that is the way we do it. All right.
What point did the Erusin Kedushin start being at the same time?
It seems a very long time ago. From what I can make out, about must be 800 years already. Seems a long time, because the Rishonim speak about it. Mm. I mean, the Rishonim, just one moment, the Rishonim speak about it. There it is. And there are those who make a hefsek between Erusin and Nisuin and read the Kesubah in between. And that is the way we do it. It's the Chuvas Rashi. So already in Rashi's day, that is 11. It's nearly 900 years ago. Already in their day, they had already together. So it's a long time. All right, now let us go a little bit further in the Rashi. Omar Abai Ubi Yehuda Shoni Hoder the Rabbi Yehuda the Hoder Rabbi Yehuda Bi Yehuda Shoni Rabbi Abai says, and this that Rabbi Yehuda says, it's only in Yehudo that they learned it, that you make the Sheva Brochas also at the time of Erusin. Shemis Yachid Imo Be'erusin. Because in Yehudo, there was Yichud, the Chosen and the Kala were put together for Yichud at the time of Erusin, Keshedeshi Yehei Libo Gaspo. In order that he should be accustomed to her, he should get accustomed to her. Kidula Kamon, as it says further in the Gemara, Lefichoch, therefore, mevorchin birkas kasanim mitechilo. Therefore, one makes birkas kasanim already at the time of Erusin, because they're going to be together. The son you do Masechet Kala, because we learned in Masechet Kala, Kala lebroch asura levalo kenido. A Kala, a bride without a brocha, without Shiva brochas, is forbidden to her husband as strongly as a needle. So that we've got, that's why we've got the deed. Yes.
Pardon me for this elementary question. Yes. What exactly happens in Erusin?
I'm very glad you asked me. Where the chosen takes a ring in our case, and in the presence of two witnesses, and he says, or the Masadeh Kedushin, the Masadeh Kedushin means the person who is performing the ceremony. The Masadeh Kedushin says, in the presence of these two Eidim, you know what Eidim are?
No.
Witnesses. In the presence of these two Eidim, be mekadesh your bride.
Mm-hmm.
And he says to her, Harei at mekudeshet li betaba'at zu kedat Moshe v'Yisrael. You are mekudeshet me, you are betrothed to me with this ring according to the law of Moses and of Israel. That is the kiddushin. After that, she used to go to her parents' home. And he used to start, he had a year to prepare his home, and she had a year to get a truce ready, and then a year to the day later, the chuppah took place.
And now it's done together.
Now we do it together. For reasons which will become very much clearer and upstairs round about here, and which we could understand already from when we did the first page.
Now, does all this take place now actually physically under the chuppah, or including the erusin?
Everything takes place under the chuppah.
Yeah.
Everything takes place under the chuppah.
Is erusin and kedushin then interchangeable?
Erusin, kedushin mean exactly the same
exactly
thing.
The same.
Erusin and kedushin is the same. Chuppah and nisuin is also the same thing.
Chuppah is chuppah midaraisa.
Why do you ask?
Because the bracha states, Asher Kedushanu,
is Hanukkah midoraisa?
Directly, no.
Asher Kedushanu a mitzvah sovet zivonu la'adik nei shel Hanukkah. So there's a deal of those sorts. Right. You know why that is.
Be quiet, because the
because the Torah says that you must do
right,
that. every din drabonon is really a din deraisa.
Yeah.
Why do we make a distinction between a drabonon and drasa? Because the drabonon asked us to do that. But every drabonon is fully a deraisa.
Okay, but aside from that, now the chup itself was something that was as kind of drabonon.
No, it's not. It's just what was the tekonis chachomim was that erusin an aruso a yichud is forbidden with an aruso. That is the din of the Chachomim. Well, but let us go further. Yeah, that the Yichud is forbidden is the din of a Chachomim.
Okay, but what is then the source of Chuppah? Where is the first place you see Chuppah?
Well, one place is the Tosfos wants to say, yeah, that it is with Rivka already. The Tosfos, we don't have to say it's Rivka because we can say it's Erusin there, it's not Chuppah. But you can see that it's already in those days it was already. But it's impossible to have the full kinyan isn't there. What the kedushin means that she is forbidden to any man. That's what it means, kedushin. that for as soon as there is Kiddushin, it means nobody else can now take her. Nobody else can live with her. Nobody else can take her.
Wasn't she forbidden?
But if a person married with her before, he didn't get the death sentence. Now he gets the death sentence. That's the difference. So, in the case of his brother is forbidden to her, her sister is forbidden to him. All the incestuous marriages, as soon as he says Arei Atma Kudeshesli, everything is there. So she's forbidden to everybody, but she's not permitted to him. When is she permitted to him? With the chuppah. The chuppah signifies the home, and that signifies her seriousness of intention of accompanying him into his home. And his seriousness of intention of taking, because that's the idea of the chuppah, to signifies that. You follow?
Yeah. The only problem I have is that we just said that the Nisuyin is not really Beis Chasanim. When we say Beis
Chasanim, it is the time of Chasanim. It is at the right time of Nisuyin, yes.
Okay, but if the chuppah is supposed to represent his house,
yes,
then what's wrong with actually making the...
A very big difference. Taking a girl into one's room and closing the door in the somebody else's face who's standing outside, taking her into the chuppah, very big difference. Very big difference.
No, you'd still have the Adam there.
Where? Inside?
Inside the house.
Outside. Not inside. Not inside the U.S. Outside. A very big difference. A very big difference to that a person is Makavish, but B.O.I. Makavish with Kesef. Very big difference. You follow?
Wait. I'm not expanding what Saul's saying. In other words, what is wrong with him actually having chuppah at his residence?
Because.
And the witnesses are there inside, not outside.
In other words, whatever happened under the chuppah, what happened in his house?
Right.
In his house.
Yes, in his house.
In his
courtyard, within the boundaries of his walls.
It's not considered derech eretz to take a girl into your home before you're married to her.
You had a greater sensitivity. That's true. I think it's true.
He would have a greater sensitivity. He wouldn't have said that.
And if he wouldn't have said that, he wouldn't have said that if he had a sensitivity.
You would have said that. To your parents' home, yes.
I've got the ones in my car.
To your parents' home, yes. To your parents' home, she can say she comes. But to your home, if she has a great degree of sensitivity, to borrow a phrase from Philip, she wouldn't, on her own accord, she wouldn't go to your home. That she wouldn't do. To your parents' home, yes. But once they... first of all, you've got the chuppah. What does it represent? That shows that she's willing to go into your house, and there's the brochas, and now the brochas are made. Now he takes her into her home. She's expressed her willingness. This is representative. It isn't the home, it's representative of the home. Very big difference between the home and that which represents the home. You follow?
My question is, it goes back to when you said that the Rabbanan rules are derisive.
Yes.
Do you mean beyond what? Do you mean also that that the content of a Rabbanan decree itself is what derisa is required, or it's only required because the Rabbanan says so?
If the Rabbanan make a requirement, that requirement is because the Torah says you, it's like the Torah, because the Torah says you've got to listen to everything the Rabbanan says.
The Rabbanan requirements then are not things that the Jews did tend to do, or want to do, or have to do before the Rabbanan specifically said so.
No, not necessarily. The only thing is
that the Chachomim wouldn't do anything that the majority of people wouldn't be able to carry out. There have been one or two cases where they did it and they withdrew from it. They did it and then they saw that the majority of people couldn't carry it out or weren't carrying it out, and they withdrew from it. That didn't take place. Well, anyway, but to follow. Just one moment. Yes,
okay. This is a difficult point. This is a point that, you know, I have some concern about. If you don't bring, you know, the, before you're married, before you have the kedushin,
if you don't,
before,
yes,
okay, then theoretically doesn't bring the woman into his home because it's an act.
Into his parents' home, yes.
No, but is it this
one? Yes.
Okay. Is it because that's an act signifying marriage, or is it because they're not supposed to be together?
That's a very, I've got your question there. It's both, really. It's both. But the thing is, it's not considered to be a derech eretz. It's not a nicety. Do they use that word, California? It's obsolete. Yes. It's not a nicety to take a girl into the man's home. It's not a nicety.
I understand that. I'm just trying to understand.
Yes.
If theoretically, if you had a chaperone, for instance, if I had a party in my
still,
home.
Still, it is.
If
in your parents' home, yes. Your parents' home, yes. That's not considered to be a nice thing.
Well, I can't get my friends to move to Venice.
Oh, okay. Question.
I didn't know what you said. Yes.
Okay, maybe this would help. Let's say my girlfriend. Let's say my girlfriend has an apartment.
Yes.
Okay. If I go and visit her in her apartment, is that also?
Well, if she's staying with her parents, of course. Same.
Okay.
Dr. Flash, what do you from the Torah. A Raiso is from the Torah. Drabonon, just remember that.
What are you supposed to do in the meantime?
Get
her back. When you raise the question of why we have to specify what's the Raiso and what's the Drabonon, it was my understanding that if we don't, then we're violating the requirement not to add on to the Torah.
No, not at all.
Because to add on...
To add on to the Torah would be if a person... you've got to put two passages of the Torah into a mezuzah. You've got a person, he wants to add Bohapta Refa Komoko also into it. I like that. You know, you've got this sort of thing. I like that. Well, add that into it also. That's adding to the Torah.
But I understand that is one category of adding to the Torah.
What's another category?
But it's my understanding that, for instance, when the Rabbanan decreed that chicken should be treated as meat in the sense that it can't be cooked or eaten with milk, if we were to confuse it as if that were what the Torah itself said originally, that would also be a second category of adding on. Whereas if we understand that this is something from the rabbis, then we're not adding something.
By the way, there's a difference between rabbis and rabbonim. Big difference between the two. I prefer you using the term rabbonim when you're referring to the Tannoi. Yes?
So you're telling me if the rabbonim were to say,
strictly speaking, what the Rabbonim say becomes a din d'oraisa. You follow? Because the Torah says this is not Rabbonim. The only thing is that the Rabbonim themselves said, we want a distinction between ours and d'oraisa. So where does the distinction come? If it's a sofek. When there's a doubt, then there's a distinction. That's the difference.
It's also in terms of the past.
in the penalty there's a difference.
Yes.
That would have been in India then. Yes, sir.
The ceremony that precedes the wedding in which a plate is